Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
God sees what you do when ain't nobody watching. How you obey, how you suffer through, how you cry silently. How you deal with things. How you bless when people try to curse you. How you forgive when you got every right. God sees all that. His laws are always current. Always. I hope this helps somebody start thinking a little differently. Being a little more attentive to how we conduct our life. Matthew 5, verse 17 and 18. Jesus said this, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Verse 19 says, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven." Scribes and Pharisees knew these laws, but didn't obey them. Jesus said one time, the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. He said, "Hear what they say, but don't do what they do. Do what they say, but don't do as they do." He said, "You won't enter." See, there are those that see the kingdom, those that enter the kingdom, then those that inherit the kingdom right here in the earth. I'm trying to make this real plain so we can see not just the law under the old covenant that Jesus came to fulfill, yes, but the permanent laws of heaven that don't change. And have been forever, and that will never change. We have that inherent in us as human, as mankind, but also more so as children of God, because the kingdom's on the inside of you. The fall of man was the result of breaking a law. Adam broke a law, and he fell. Redemption is restoration of obedience to the law. Okay, the laws of heaven. Restoration is obedience, or the restoring of obedience to those spiritual laws. Laws are essential. Everything's governed by laws. They regulate our relationship to the creation and all things pertaining to life. Did you know these laws regulate our relationship to the creation? All of creation. You can walk in such a harmony with heaven, such a cadence, such a submission to God, where it's like, if I can say it this way, all your senses get heightened. It's like you see creation and everything on a whole nother level. You know, it's like almost you can, I'm just saying, it's, you can almost hear the trees clapping their hands. You get like heaven, like all of earth is worshiping. If you remember one of our speakers a couple years ago had this device where he put it on this one of these plants that we have, and it picked up the sound, the music coming from the plant. So it actually picked up the sound. We don't hear in this state that we're in, we don't hear naturally like that. But if we could hear, even if we had the hearing of some of the animals, you know, like dogs hear from a distance, rabbits hear, you know, some animals can hear long distance, eagles can see miles. If we could hear like that, we'd hear creation worshiping. Amen. We'd hear creation worshiping God. All the creation be worshiping God. Matter of fact, that little device, he put it on some other things and that were alive, and everything had a sound. They're making sounds. Do you remember there was a photo once? I think it was on YouTube. I forget where it was. Someone was sharing about it. He passed by, all these blackbirds were on these telephone wires. And as he looked at them, it looked like a set of piano keys. The way to, and I guess he took a picture of it, him being a musician, went home and went to play, and it was music. See, creation instinctively is in case. Now I know they're in a fallen state too, that they're subject to this too, but instinctively. So if we can align ourselves with the laws of heaven here in the earth, I guarantee we'll have heaven on earth. Your next door neighbor might not have it, but you can have it. Amen. That's where the word says 1,000 can fall at your right and 10,000 is left, but it won't come nigh you. Why? Because you're walking in a dimension where you're governed by the laws of heaven. And that's where the laws of this earth, they have no effect on you. Not that we're out to break laws or, you know, anything like that. No, we're just governed by higher laws. That ought to make you a person easier to get along with. Laws are essential. They regulate our relationship to the creation. Go outside in the winter when it's freezing and you ain't dressed properly. T-shirt and shorts and slides in the snow. I guarantee something's going to happen to you. Huh? Why? Why? You're breaking spiritual law. You're breaking, that's even natural law. You're going against the grain of natural things. Amen. I said this earlier, success and prosperity is predictable. I said this too, if you put a seed in the ground and put water on it, look at somebody and say, go to sleep. Listen. This will be new to someone, and we have to break this religious spirit. If you plant a seed in soil, you don't need to pray now. Here you done gave, and now you just a praying and a praying. No, you activated a law. Whether you pray or not, the law is governing that. Something's got to come of that. See, we got to get out of that religious stuff. You put a seed in the ground, in soil. You don't tell somebody you ain't got to pray no more. Now somebody's scared already. Well, you know, I'm going to continue to pray about, well... That ain't making no difference. The law is governing it. As a matter of fact, once you truly obey God, you that obey, you know there's no stress. Right? You could be going through, but once you really get a hold of what to do and you obey God, stress is gone. Peace. Why? You've activated a spiritual law. You got to be praying. Now you got the peace. Now you really praying hard. No, you're being religious. You got to know him as a person. He's real. It's current. You got to linger there anymore. Move on. Forget that thing that's behind now. Move on. You got your breakthrough. Move on. Praise God for it now. Don't keep asking him and asking him and asking him. No, you operated under a spiritual law. That's where faith activates. You ain't letting faith activate because you still asking. You still asking. You still praying about it. But you did it. Now leave it alone. It's in the soil. It's been watered. Thank God for it. It's got to come up. Hello, I said it's got to come up. Nobody puts a seed in the garden and then after 2 days go dig it up and see what's happening with it. No, you don't do that. Let the water keep going on it. It's got to come up. It's the law. The laws, once they are obeyed, activate success themselves. You ain't got to be trying to be successful. Obey the laws of the Spirit. Success is imminent. Success gotta come. Doors have to open. Ways have to be made. God has to be glorified. Jesus just said, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of the law fails. It can't fail. We just have to, I see in my spirit right now, somebody shaking their foot off. You got to shake the dust of religion off of you. Shake it off. Come on, just shake your hand or something. Shake, just do a little shake and shake. Shake a pudding or something. Shake, shake, shake. Shake it off. Shake it off. Get this, it's been holding you captive. No. Listen, these are laws. Trust God. Once you move, trust God. I've obeyed that. I trust God. I'm letting it go. I'm going on to something else. I'm moving on. Some of us have dwelt around that mountain too long. My mandate is to always align myself with the laws of God. Your mandate. Align yourself. Alignment. You'll hear a lot more of that word, I hope. But that's the word the Lord is really placing in my spirit. Alignment. It's not how great we are, how much we pray. We pray. Yeah, pray. That's wonderful. That's essential. But it's how, in our prayer, are we aligning ourselves?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.